We don't want this man that did an avera now. He was ma'anis, this nara. He did an avera. So we don't want this man to gain on the deal. That's why we don't make a kenas to say he doesn't have to pay the money. We don't want this man to gain on the deal. True, there's a reason she should not receive the money, but we don't want him to be free because he did an avera. That's why we make it. He still has to pay. That's no problem. So very good. Why don't we say that the money you should have to give to aniyim, to poor people? In other words, he true should not be chet in niska. Since he did a chet, we don't want him to gain on the deal. We want him to, he said, he still has to pay. But the knas is that she should not receive the money. Since she's a kusis, we don't want her to receive the money. So very good, so we'll do both things. We'll make him pay the money, but to who? To aniyim, give it for tzedakah, not to her. How come the din is she gets the money? Amarav Mori, Mishrum Devi Mom and Shane Le Toivin. Because that's not a good Eitzah. You can't stand say Aniyim could come and collect the money. Because which Oni would come and collect the money? That's called Mom and Shane Le Toivin. We don't have people collecting the money. That's no good. We want somebody that's going to come and collect the money away from him. So therefore, we leave it that the Kusas, this girl, this Nara, she has the right to collect her Kanas. And the Chum here did not take it away from her. But just before, where a Kusi Shor did damage to us, there we make a Kanas. That even though it's only a time, still he has to pay us a nezek sholem. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says like this: Shor shel pikeach shenogach shor shel cheres shoytu v'kotin. What's going to be of a Jewish shor? The owner was a Jew. He was a pikeach, an older man. He's a normal man. Now your shor did damage to an ox that was below, that owned either by a cheres, deaf and dumb, or else a shoytu fool, or else a cotton. You have to pay them. Since the owner is a bar dat, he's a pekeach, he has to pay money. He has to pay the money to the cheresh, the shaita, the cotton. You have to pay them for the damage you did to them. What about the opposite way? V'shel cheresh, shaita, the cotton. What's going to be if the shore is owned by a cheresh or by a shaita or a cotton? Shenogach, shor, shor, pekeach. They did damage to us. They did damage to a shor, shor, pekeach. Potter, they're potter from paying. Since the owner is a cheresh, shaita v'katan, we can't make them pay money. They're lav b'nei tashlumim nenu. We can't make them pay, so they're potter from paying. What about shor shel cheresh? Yeah. What about shor shel cheresh, shaita v'katan? Shenogach. Let's say though we saw the way their shor did damage. They have a shor that does a lot of damage here. So it's a shor shel cheresh, shaita v'katan, shenogach. The locher is bezdin ma'midin le'mapetropis. Bezdin has a right to appoint an apotropis that the apotropis should be a shomer, should watch this act that's doing damage. And therefore, if we see now that the shor does damage and we want to make it into a muid, so we have to say edus in front of the owner. Who is considered the owner here? This apotropis, the one that's in trust now, the one that's taken over. So he takes over this shor that he has the right now that if it does damage, the edim come in front of him and they will make it into a muid. What's going to be nispakach hacheresh? Let's say the deaf and dumb person becomes normal again. Or else nishtafe hashreita. This fool also becomes normal. Or else vehigdil hakotan. This cotton now becomes bigger. Or else guns by mitzvah. What's the halacha? So now, up until now, the case was like this. When they were young, without das, we had an apotropis watching the shor. And the shor did damage already 3 times. So the shor became a muid. Now the owner's light changed. When the people become normal, or the cotton becomes a gadol, so the apotropis goes away, and the shor goes back to its original owner. What's the halacha? Does he change back to be a tam, or does he remain a muad the way he was before? So the Mishnah says, Chayze letamusoi divu Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, since like there's a change of ownership now, so we say now the shor goes back to its tam the way it was before. It was only a muad when the apotropis was watching it. But now that the cotton became a godel, the shreita became normal, they're going to take over. The shor goes back to the way it was before. It comes back to be a tam. Rabbi Yossi says no. Harehu b'cheskosai. What's the difference who the owner is? The shor lamaisa did damage already 3 times. We warned it. So lamaisa the shor became a muid. Therefore, the shor remains a muid. Harehu b'cheskosai remains to be a muid. Then the Mishnah says the chiddush. What's going to be shor who atzedin? You have a shore that they teach it, they train it to do damage. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Shemiyuchid lenegichos umalamdim oislakach. Like you have a tiger place in the circus. that they teach him how to eat up, how to do damage. So people go and work with him to teach him how to do damage. And now he goes and does damage. So he kills somebody. The halacha is ein chayiv misa. We don't have a halacha. You don't have to kill such an animal. Shenema, the pasuk says ki yigach. If the animal by himself goes and kills a person, then we have to kill this animal. But v'loy shigichuhu. Not if people made this animal become into a killer. Then we don't have the mitzvah to kill the animal. That's not called ki yigach. Ki yigach means only if the animal by itself goes and kills. But here that there are other people instigating and causing the animal to learn how to do damage, then if it does damage, like it's not the animal's fault, it's the people that caused them to do it. Therefore, we don't have to kill the animal itself. Yeah. This is the Rashi. Rashi explains here, Rashi says that the Gemara Meforish, Tiyema Midina Petropis Letam Ligvois Megufoi, calls the man by a cheresh right of a cotton. If the shore is a tam, that you have to pay Megufoi, we don't appoint an apotropos for that. Avo beniske muid mamidin apotropos l'shoa yisaimim liya f'mokam abaylem l'kayim vuid bevolov v'goyve manezik menichse akarka shoa yisaimim avo tam digviyosim igufo yuvu metalsam imamidim apotropos l'kach we have the barak in the first parrot shoa v'kesam lamachayin bezin izokam al nichse chosim sheshu machrayis v'kidna biyasmi that by yisaimim you only collect from karka not from metalsam. Therefore, a tam that you pay migufoi, you take away the shor itself. So if the shor is belonged by Yisaimim, you can't get it away from the Yisaimim. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah says, we make an apotropis over the shor of Yisaimim, it only means when the shor is a muet. Then the halacha is you have to pay. We'll see in the Gemara who has to pay. Whether it's from the money of the Yisaimim, or whether it's the apotropis that has to pay. But when it's a tam, in order to take away the guf hashor, that is no halacha, we don't collect it from the yisaimim, the apotropos is not there to make a tashlumim for the tam. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, haguf hakasha, I have a kasha in the Mishnah alone. Oh Martha, first you're telling me, shor shel cheresh, shoyte v'koton, shenogach shor shel pekech pota, a shor belonging to these three. The ketanim, that if they do damage the owner of their potter, alma one you see ain mamidim apotropis letam ligvas megufoi. We do not appoint an apotropis to take over the yisaimim shor, as if to say if the yisaimim shor does damage, they'll have to pay. We'll take away the guf of the shor. No, the Mishnah Stam says their potter. So you see, you do not put an apotropis over the yisaimim shor. If so, aim a sefer. What does the sefer of the Mishnah say? It says. Shor shel cheresh shayt to the cotton. You have a shor that belongs to a cheresh shayt to the cotton. Shenogach that it did damage. So the locher is bezdin ma'midin lem apotropis. Bezdin appoints for them a guardian. He appoints somebody to watch it. Or midin lem if they apotropis. And if the shor does damage now, would the edim come in front of the owner, which is the bailim is apotropis, to make the shor into a muid? So you see, Alma, what do you see? Ma'midin la ma'petropis latam ligvas megufoi. That yes, that this aid is coming now saying that the shor did damage and we take action, we make you pay. So here we see we are ma'mid and apotropis that even though it's a tam, you'll have to pay the money megufoi. So here it's a stira. When the assignment here, so that we make an apotropis or not, the reish is mashma, they're always potter, and the safe is mashma, no, they have to pay. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava Hachiketonim." This is the way we should learn. V'yem huchzaku nagchonim ma'midin la'mapetropis. It just means after the shor did it already three times, after he became a muad already, now that if he does damage, he'll have to pay a nezek sholem. Now we appoint an apotropis. Or midin la'mefnei apotropis, and we let the aides come in front of the apotropis that the animal did damage already three times. Or meshavin elu muad, and we'll make the animal into a muad. Therefore what? That the chihodar v'nogach, if the animal does damage another time, l'shalem me'aliyah. But you'll have to pay me'aliyah, you have to pay from your own pocket, not from the guf of the shor. Therefore there's no stira. Calls the man the shor is a tam, that the loch ridge you could get the guf of the shor, that we don't do for an yisaimim. If the kids are katanim or shaita or cherish, we don't appoint an apotropos for that, and you can't collect. Even though the shor did damage, you can't collect. It's only after the shor becomes a muid, then we appoint an apotropis. Yeah.
That's the terence. That after the Shoah did already three times damage, now we appoint an apotropis, like they'll be the ones to take over, to be Mekabel the Yedis, that we're going to make this Shoah into a Mu'ud. So if it does damage a fourth time, they'll have to pay a Nezek Shalom. Now the Gemara is the Kasha, who's going to have to pay the money? Ma'ali Asman, who's going to have to pay the money here? Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Ma'ali As Yisaymim. Rabbi Yechanan says it's from the money of the Yisaymim. We'll have to collect from the karka the Yisaymim has. They're the real owners. You have an apotropos here, a guardian, but Lamaistis, the owner, the real owners are the apotropos, are the Yisaymim. So therefore, if the Shor HaMu'ud now does damage, we'll take the money away from the karka that the Yisaymim have. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Omar, no, Me'aliyas Apotropos. We collect the money from the apotropos itself, the guardian itself. He is the one that's going to have to pay the money from the guardian itself. Freddy Gemara. Umiyom Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan said that the Yisaymim themselves have to pay? Is it true? Did Rabbi Yechanan say like this? Aviyom Rabbi Yudom Ravasi. Rabbi Yudom Ravasi said that Ein Ezokhin Lenichta Yisaymim. We don't take away even Karka from Yisaymim. Elin came Ribas Achelas Ben. Only in a case like if they don't pay up now, it'll just become worse and worse. They'll have to pay more and more. It's like interest. That if you don't pay up now, you're just going to have more and more interest to pay later. But otherwise, we don't take away karka from Yisaymim. And Rashi says, Ein Nizokakin means Bezdin L'Nichsa Yisaymim. Bezdin does not go to Nichsa Yisaymim. League voice men couldn't take anything away from them. Because Liyasme Lav B'nei Nevin Mitzvahs. They're not the Chalal Mitzvahs yet. So they don't have a mitzvah to pay up the Chayvahs. So the kids, you can't take anything, collect anything from the Yisaymim. And Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Yechanan says, Oyle shtar shiesh baribis, oyle ksubis isha mishrim mezayner. Rabbi Yechanan also agrees to this, that normally we can't collect anything from the Yisaymim, only if there's a shtar that has ribis written in it. So therefore, if we don't make pay up now for the Yisaymim, they'll only have to pay much more later on. Or else for ksubis isha, that if the Yisraelim have to pay the ksuba of the mother, it's kedai for them to pay it right now, because otherwise they'll have to wait and pay mezainis in between. So you see, Rabbi Yechanan also holds that otherwise we don't collect any money from the Yisraelim. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say here that when we appoint the apotropos over the shore, and if the shore does damage, you know who has to pay the money? Where do we take the money from? From the Yisraelim. I, Rabbi Yechanan, said, no, we never take money away from the Yisraelim. So it's a theory in Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara answers, Epoch, change it around. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Ma'aliyas Apotropsin. Rabbi Yechanan is the one that said, you know who has to pay the money? The apotropos has to pay the money. Not the Yisaymim, Enechanami. Rabbi Yechanan holds from the Yisaymim, we never take away the money. It's only here the apotropos has to pay. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanin Amar Ma'aliyas Yisaymim. That, no, the Yisaymim have to pay. Omar Rava says, Mishum the Kasha the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishavis and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Toya. Just because you had a Kasha and Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, so you changed around to say Rabbi Yechanan is the one that says, you do not collect from the Yisaymim. But if so, you're making that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina is the one that says, yes, we could collect from the Yisaymim. So Gemara says, is that true? For Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Dainu, he was a big Dain. Vinokas Liumka the Dina, and he went into the depth of the halachas. And therefore, Rashi says, like, come on, it's not going. He also, of course, would agree to this halacha that we don't collect, we don't take away money away from the Yisaymim. So how could you say that he said we do? Ella rather is like this. Don't have to change around. Leave Rabbi Yechanan to what he said before. That even though Rabbi Yechanan says, usually, we don't collect money from the Yisaymim, and here Rabbi Yechanan says, when we make an apotropos over the Shor HaMu'ud, if it does damage now, we do collect from the Yisaymim. I tell you, there's no stira. Mazik Shani, here that the Yisaymim's ox did damage, here it's different. That since it did damage, then we take money away from the Yisaymim. If it's a question of Stam letting the Yisaymim pay up a chayiv, Stam for payment, we say the lav and they never mitzvah nenu, they can't do mitzvahs yet, we don't let them pay up. We don't take away money for them. But where the Yisaymims, where their acts now did damage, they were the mazik, and they did something wrong, they're over the Yisra mazik, therefore we make them pay up. Therefore, from mazik, we take away money from the Yisaymim. So Rabbi Yechanan would agree here that we collect the money from the Yisaymim. Now, Rabbi Yechanan Norma Ma'aliyas Yisaymim, who do we get the money from the Yisaymim? Diyamrit melius apotropis, because if you're going to say the money is paid by the apotropis, if